Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hey everybody, it's Belinda Ellsworth, your host of Work From Your Happy Place, and I'm here with your Tuesday tip. If you are new to Work From Your Happy Place, we do great interviews with business entrepreneurs on Mondays, and we have outstanding interviews with artistic entrepreneurs on Thursdays. So make sure you take the time to listen to that. Subscribe or follow us. We so appreciate our Tuesday tips, our short, simple, quick business strategies that can help you no matter what business that you are in. Today, we are going to talk about four things that you can do to have a healthier mindset. Now, 4 years, I have been a skill set trainer. That is what I do. I teach skill set. And I have tons of tips and business strategies for creating a better business in skill sets, how to develop those, how to get better at them. And I have to say, though, that I've always said 80% of your success is wrapped up in your attitude. So I've always talked about having a positive attitude, but it really wasn't. And I have to be super honest. I've had a very successful business for the past, you know, almost 30 years. And this past year, everything came to a halt, like it did for so many other people, whether you are an artist, whether you're a business entrepreneur. For many people, things just came to a halt. Not to mention, everybody else that works in corporate America was facing the exact same thing. So we had to have a healthy mindset because it was very uncertain times. There's still uncertainty as to how are things going to move forward. What kind of changes are going to come out of this? Because I don't believe we will go back to doing things exactly the way that we did before. So I found myself in 5 days losing an entire year's worth of bookings. I was booked up for speaking engagements for the rest of 2020 and already going in to 2021 when everything was shut down. And I will be the first to say to you that I was pretty depressed in those 5 days. I have a staff of 6 to 7 people. I have payroll that I have to meet. And it was suddenly like, what are we going to do? And we had to change quickly. And I knew I had to change quickly. But when you are devastated and it's hard to pick yourself up and you know that you have to get a healthy mindset in a quick hurry. So here are 4 key things. And I was really great about practicing these. Some of these I've practiced for a long, long time that I am going to share with you. Number 1 is the one I have to say I haven't been great about for all of these years, and that is keeping a gratitude journal. It's not something that I really did. I've done it. I would be given a gratitude journal for Christmas or from a colleague, and I'd say, okay, I'll do this for a hot minute. Then I'd get out of the habit, and I wouldn't keep it up. But I have been doing a ton of research on gratitude journals. In fact, I've had a couple of people on this podcast that have talked about gratitude journals. And one gentleman said that 40% of people that use gratitude journals have a greater chance of reaching their goals. So I thought, okay, I've got one here. I'm going to pull it out and I'm going to use it every single day. And I have to tell you, keeping that mindset of gratitude, what was right in my business, what was good, what is good in going on with your family, what are you grateful for? When you're in a mindset of gratitude, you really can't be in a mindset of pessimism. Instead, you have an attitude of optimism. And optimism makes you more creative. It makes you happier. It attracts more people to you. Your creative mind will start to flow and you will start to think of ideas. So that is exactly what happened with me. I just said, I am going to start writing this gratitude journal every day. And pretty soon I was out of my funk. And then pretty soon my creative juices are starting to flow and I am learning about new strategies that I can do for my business to get everything back on track again. It was a lifesaver for me, and I know it has been for many, many people. So using a gratitude journal and having a mindset of gratitude will help you to be more optimistic, will help you achieve your goals, and will help keep you in a positive frame of mind. Number two is to be intentional. Now, when I say be intentional, I talk a lot about focus. And people ask me all the time, isn't being intentional and being focused one and the same thing? And they're not, because being focused is when you do a task or a project for a concentrated period of time, giving it your undivided attention. That is focus. When you are doing a task or an area in your business, you give it your undivided attention for a concentrated period of time. Being intentional is when your actions align with your words. A lot of us say, oh, I want to achieve this, or I really want to do this. I'm really hoping that I can get to XYZ. I'd really love to do this much in sales this year. I'd love to earn that incentive trip. Whatever it is that you are trying to achieve. And yet, you're disappointed at the end of the month when maybe your numbers aren't where you were hoping they would be. And why is that? Because your actions didn't align with your words. And this is where really keeping track of what you're doing will be extremely helpful. I know during COVID, I had said, oh, I'm finally off the road. I'm going to lose some weight. And I really thought I was trying. I thought I was eating healthy and I thought I was working out. I did start biking and I was doing like 15, 20 mile bike rides in a day at a time. And I wasn't losing any weight. And I talked to my one friend who's a fitness guru coach. And she said, well, you know, let me show me what you've been doing. I said, well, I haven't been writing it down. She's like, oh my gosh, Belinda, come on. You know the deal here. You got to write down what you're doing so you can go back and look at what you actually did. So I said, yeah. Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it here for the next couple of weeks. Well, it didn't take long. It didn't take long when I started tracking it to see that I was only eating healthy about 3 out of the 7 days, and I was only working out 2 of the 7, even though it felt like I was doing a great job and not getting the results I wanted. You can't get the results you want when you only put half the work in. You absolutely cannot. So learn to be intentional. Number three is to be prepared. Be prepared. Master your craft. Know what you're doing. Have things ready as much as you humanly possibly can. If there's something that you're typically sending out to people on a pretty regular basis, have that living on a desktop where it's super easy to find. If there's a reply that you make to a lot of people consistently through customer service, have the answers, frequently asked questions. The more prepared you are, the easier it will be to do your business. And the easier it is for you to do your business, the more you're going to enjoy it. It's when you get bogged down in these mundane tasks, and oftentimes it's tasks that you're just doing again and again and again that is wasting precious time, and it is costing you not only energy, but it's costing you actual physical time where you could be doing something else. So be as prepared as you can in your business, because this is going to make your business more fun and it's going to make it more enjoyable. And you'll be working from that happy place, not out of a place of stress and trying to constantly figure things out. So number three is be prepared. And number four is be brave. Be brave. And you know, I've really identified being brave. I've broken it down into two things. And one is do it scared anyway. And if you listen to my show at all and we ask the entrepreneurs, what advice would you give to someone wanting to go down this path? Every one of them say, just do it. Don't sit around and wait for everything to be perfect. You just gotta start. And many times that is scary. So you have to do it scared anyway. You have to step out of your comfort zone. You have to try new things. You have to say, it's okay. I'm scared to death, but I'm gonna do it. And you know what? After you do it and you do it again, and you do it again, pretty soon you'll find that you're not as scared. So that is half of being brave, is do it scared anyway. And the second half of that is do not be afraid or carry any shame whatsoever around saying, I need help. This is an area that I find so many people struggle with, is just saying, hey, I could use some help here. Hey, I know that you're really good at this and I am struggling a bit. Could I shadow you? Could I listen in on one of your calls? Could I observe one of your meetings? What could I do? Like, I could use some of your advice. So don't be afraid to ask for help, and don't be afraid to say, I don't know how to do this. There are so many people that just want to give other people advice. You know, for the most part, all of us in this entrepreneurial world, we don't like to see other people struggling, because many of us have been there, done that, and we don't like to see people struggle. If we can give a little piece of advice that is going to be helpful to them, well, you're going to give it readily. So, but you have to ask for it. You can't sit back hoping that someone's just going to know that you're struggling and just offer up this advice to you. You have to be proactive, and that takes being brave. So that is our four quick tips for having a healthier mindset, which can really lead to you achieving whatever you want in your business. We'll see you the next time on Work From Your Happy Place. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, and share us with a friend. That is the greatest form of compliment that you can give us. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time on Work From Your Happy Place.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.